Bowers.
Hello, Les Kirkendall Barrett.
And hello, Kirk Fitzpatrick.
Hello, Les Kirkendall Barrett and Jason Bowers.
It is your favorite day of the week. Another day of a lifetime of Hallmark. Today, though, it's going to be kind of a little mini episode because, you know, sometimes life gets in the way. You don't have time to watch the movie that you're supposed to watch. But, you know, we didn't want to leave you guys hanging, so we just thought we'd have a little episode just catching up on our former dethroned Hallmark movie diva, Lori Loughlin.
Oh, should I play the little the alert?
Les, didn't you go see Avengers Endgame this past week? That it's like a 7-hour movie.
Yes, I did.
I saw it too.
I loved it.
Oh, here we go. I'm the only one who focused all my time and energies into watching that Kristen Chenoweth movie.
Now, Jason,
I watched 20 minutes of the Kristen Chenoweth movie, and I watched all 3,000 hours of Avengers Endgame.
Now, Jason, what 3,000
hours?
Go?
Yeah, I went at like 8 o'clock at night. It was a reasonable hour. I know you went early though.
Yes, because I tried to get tickets. I tried to get tickets, and the only ticket that I could get was on Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. And PS,
9 a.m.
9 a.m. Century City, and PS, the theater was packed.
Oh, yeah.
At 9 a.m. on a Tuesday.
I mean, the thing made $356 million in the U.S. alone its opening weekend. So people are kind of interested in the film.
But you think at 9 a.m. on a Tuesday, I mean, I'm an actor, so I keep actor's hours. Mm-hmm. But you kind of think at 9 a.m. on a Tuesday, oh, you know, it'll probably be me and, like, a handful of people. No! Like, packed. To the
guild. Well, think of it the other way. They wouldn't otherwise be showing a movie at 9 a.m. on a Tuesday unless there were demand for it.
True. You're right.
I think in New York they show some of these movies at like 6 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah, Avengers, the first couple days they were doing around-the-clock screenings.
And without revealing any spoilers, mm-hmm. I loved it. Like, I'm still processing it, like, 3 days later. I have not seen it.
I have not seen the most recent Game of Thrones either, and I have successfully navigated the murky waters of spoilers.
Wow.
Does that make sense? I haven't gotten any spoilers. That's what I'm trying to say.
Now, Jason, do you watch Game of Thrones?
No, I do not.
Okay. Because, okay, think of it this way. Last Sunday's episode of Game of Thrones was like the end of Endgame, like the second half of Endgame.
Well, I haven't seen, okay.
Oh, I mean, that's kind of a broad statement only because lot happened in the second half of it.
That's okay.
I've heard some things about Game of Thrones. Right. I don't think I'm going to spoil anything, just in that it was largely a battle.
Hey!
There's a battle on Game of Thrones? That's a surprise to you?
There's a Game of Thrones?
What? There's a throne? What?
Look.
Sorry, go ahead, Les.
I saw the first two episodes of the season. Oh, yeah, okay, go ahead.
I don't know. I was just going to say, the feeling that I got, like, towards the end of Endgame, where the shit finally hit the fan.
Okay.
That's what the episode of Game of Thrones was like on Sunday.
Yeah, I can see that.
So I had like a double whammy of just, you know, and stress.
And I heard that you were crying.
I cried more than once, and I am not ashamed in Endgame.
Now, this is a superhero movie that's not happening.
But
okay.
Fine.
Oh, I could see that. I was a little misty. And if I had cried, I would full on admit it. I wasn't full on crying, but I was.
I'm very sensitive.
Misty.
Okay, go ahead. All right. Yeah.
It was. It was. It. It.
I'll see if I'll cry. All right.
Misty Endgame is my drag name, by the way.
Misty Endgame?
Yeah.
Endgame.
Oh, that used to be my AOL name, actually. I wasn't going to give anybody a hard time, but it was. I realized it's entertaining for the show, so.
I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed. There were some elements that were kind of Hallmark-ish.
Really? Oh boy, there's a selling point.
Oh yeah. There absolutely were. I thought of one big thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Right. You know, it was a lot in a good way. It was. Put it this way, it was 3 hours long, and by the third hour and by the end, I was not annoyed.
Not annoyed that you had spent 3 hours. Yeah, I feel the same way.
Yeah, it was like, you know, I did not feel like it was a waste of time at all.
All right. Now, do you have to have seen all the other movies leading up to that?
No.
In order to...
I would say it helps if you have at least a general understanding of the bigger characters. Because there were definitely beats in that movie where I was like, I feel like I've seen this character in trailers or stuff, but I don't know who they are or why they're here. And then there were other moments where I'm like, I had to like rack my brain, like, what is that moment that they're referencing from a Marvel movie from 8 years ago? Like, I didn't, like, every single thing I didn't quite get.
Because I had only seen, I did not see Infinity War, and I have only seen one Avengers movie.
Which one did you
see? Out of all of them, other than this one. And I had
Which one was it?
God. It was the one where Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver showed up.
Quicksilver? That might have been two or three.
Because I saw the Avengers movie, I saw the one that came out in 2015, whatever that was. That was the Avengers movie that I've seen.
That was probably Avengers 2. Honestly, this one and the first one are the best. The first one's really, really good. It's sort of, at least in my opinion, it is the gold standard of what a comic book movie should be. It's really well-conceived characters. Seeing how they interact and how they don't want to interact with each other. It's fun. It's funny. It's colorful. It's not super dark like a lot of superhero movies tend to be, and right. It's got really good action and effects. It's like it checks all the boxes. Oops, sorry,
but now I'm gonna go back and watch them all.
Okay, well, start like go in the order that they came out. You know, you got to start with like Iron Man 1.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm in. The Kool-Aid has been drank.
And in terms of this particular version of the universe, you don't need to see the Hulk movies, and you don't need to see the old Spider-Man movies, only the new one with Tom Holland.
Okay. And I actually, because I had seen the old ones with Tobey Maguire.
They were good.
But I liked the characterization of Spider-Man in this movie.
Yes. Oh, the new Spider-Man movie with Tom Holland is really good.
Yeah, I liked him.
He's very well cast. He's super likable.
Yeah.
Does this Endgame? Does this also have the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yep.
People in it.
Yes. Yep. Okay. Everybody.
And actually, the Guardians play a very big part of this movie in terms of the villain that they chose and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to see those too. Like, I'm in.
I saw one of those. It was good.
Yeah, it was very good.
All the ones I've seen have been good.
Now, speaking of Guardian, someone who may be having Guardians 24 hours a day behind bars is our friend or our ex-friend.
Oh, wait, should I play the alert? Oh, wait, hold on. And now, with the Lachlan Report. Les Kirkendall Barrett.
So,
is her ex-friend?
She's no friend of the Hallmark Channel anymore, so, you know. But yeah, I mean, our girl Lacey is staying squeaky clean, so she's still our friend.
Oh. So we are only fair weather friends? Or are you saying that Hallmark is a fair weather friend?
Well... I was never invested with Lori Loughlin really anyway. Like, Lacey Chabert, I've been invested with since the beginning of this podcast.
That's
and
fair.
Kurt can back me up on this.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's true.
But anyway, okay, so Lori Loughlin has decided, and this is all alleged, by the way. I read this online. Lori Loughlin and her husband have decided that they need to get a fixer to help them out.
Ooh.
To help get them out of the legal mess or to get them out of the public perception mess?
The public perception mess.
Got it. Ooh. That makes sense.
Is this like Harvey Keitel? Like how Harvey Keitel, he was like the fixer in the...
No, he fixes the legal mess. Or he fixes the actual mess.
Oh, okay.
But no, this is more of like Olivia Pope on Scandal.
Yes, yeah. Spin control person.
Right. Because they are now starting to basically realize, maybe we did screw up.
They're just so now starting to realize that?
Yeah. They want the fixer to portray them as, oh, we were just two parents that wanted our kids to have a good education. And right. So that's why we did
it. I did see some recent articles that they're like, we didn't know we were doing anything wrong. And we didn't know.
Now,
so maybe this is the fixer at work.
No.
To me, it seems like after the story's been out for months and – you know, you've been sort of in contrast with the other parents who are, you know, some of them admitted guilt right away. I don't know that that fixes public perception. I think people have already made up their mind how they feel about her and it.
Now, yes. The fixer...
And she's also... Yes.
The fixer on CNN.com that I read about turned them down and did not take their...
Oh.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeesh.
Yeah. So the fixer that turned them down was the one that went to CNN and told CNN about it.
Oh, wait. So the fixer turned them down and then just started doing interviews?
Wow. That's perfect.
Wow, that's messed up and kind of amazing.
The big news today is that the daughter is moving out of the house.
Right.
She's had enough.
Which daughter?
She's out. Then I also, oh, the daughter that was in college.
Olivia.
Olivia Jade, okay.
Yeah, Olivia Jade, yeah, she's moving out. Like I said, there's paparazzi outside their house all the time. Here's an article in the Lansing State Journal.
Wait, hold on. And now, back to the Loughlin Report with Kurt Fitzpatrick. Here's Kurt.
Yes, from the Lansing Streets, Lansing State Journal. I guess that's out of Michigan. Lansing, Michigan, right? Loughlin was erased from the show When Calls the Heart.
Aww.
Scenes were re-edited, reshot, rewritten. After 7 weeks in limbo, Hallmark's When Calls the Heart returns Sunday and Monday without Lori Loughlin.
What was that movie that Kevin Spacey was in about the Gettys? I was just out. It was out a couple of years. He was going to be in it, and then he got recast.
Right.
Yeah.
Christopher Plummer. Christopher Plummer.
imagine you're Lori Loughlin.
All the money in the world.
So, like, you're Lori Loughlin. You're looking at, like, Kevin Spacey allegedly sexually assaulted young men. And he gets, you know, removed from this movie. And that, to Hallmark Channel, is the equivalent of, like, lied a little bit and spent some money so you could get your daughter into college.
Yes.
How crappy must that feel?
It's rough.
Now, get this. I also read, I don't know if you guys read this, Lori Loughlin allegedly is saying that she didn't realize that bribery was a crime.
Well... there's a defense.
You really that much of a moron? But on the other hand, she does play a kick kick uh, a a character that solves murders through garage sales. So who am I to say?
Yeah, so, you know.
True.
She's pretty scrappy, and you know, she might not know her way around things. Then there's some Chinese couple that were paying $6.5 million for their daughter to go to Stanford, I think it was. $6.5 yes. million. Did you see that one?
I did.
Yes, I did.
Oh, my.
I don't know what to do with that one either.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. That's a lot. What's the point?
Right.
She's going to get a job? She's going to graduate and get a job and earn $6.5 million? I don't know.
When I heard that one, I was like, how much money do these people have? Where that, like, the status of your child going to one of those schools is worth that much money to you?
Right.
Because it's not like they need to go to that school so they can have the upper hand in life and be able to succeed. You already – like you could just give your child $6.5 million.
Yeah, do that.
So that isn't the measure of success.
No. Meanwhile, today in Business Insider
– oh, wait. Hold on.
They report that $3 million
And now, continuing the ongoing Lachlan Report, here's Kirk Fitzpatrick.
Well, the real news is I actually did research for this week's show, because last week I was referencing things that were said the week before by other people on the show. But this is from a Business Insider. This is just a somewhat related article. 3 million senior citizens in the U.S. still paying off their student loans.
Yes, I heard about that.
And it says that the government is taking money out of people's Social Security to pay for their student loans that they've had for 100 years. Can't we look at that instead of this Lori Loughlin? That's why I'm saying I might be on the side of Lori Loughlin, just because I think we should be focusing our energies on more important things.
Oh, I agree with you on that. In that regard, I'm curious who these people are. Like, I'm not saying that school isn't expensive, but for people that are now senior citizens, they were in college, 40 years ago?
Yes. Yeah.
So 40 years ago, school wasn't anywhere near as expensive relative to your other costs as it is now. So how are they still paying off? Like, how bad is it going to be in 40 years from now? I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Bad.
Bad.
If it keeps going the way it's going, it will be bad. It will be worse, I would say. I can't imagine it getting better unless. Yeah.
But then I'm also wondering, like, what kind of students were. Like, 40 years of paying off loans that weren't that big of a loan is crazy to me.
Like, we're in med school.
Yeah, well,
or
this
something.
One got. This is a woman who is 76 years old. She got a master's degree from San Diego State University 19 years ago.
So that is around when school was already expensive. Okay. Like, because in the 80s, it was, you know, comparatively pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So I'm reading here.
Wait, hold on. Now, for more on the college admissions scandal, and potentially another story about Lori Loughlin, here's Les Kirkendall Barrett.
So I'm reading here that Lori Loughlin and her husband are allegedly looking at Martha Stewart as a reputation rehab success story, and they want to try to model their narrative after her.
Well, they're already on the wrong track.
Right. And remember, Martha went to prison.
That's what I mean. Like, Martha right away was like, look, I believe I'm innocent, but I'll do the time just to get it out of the way to put this behind me. But she also wasn't just trying to protect her own butt. She had shareholders that she was responsible for. So.
Right.
Yeah.
And
well, they could follow the footsteps of various celebrities who've been to prison, like Martha Stewart, O.J., Mike Tyson.
What's the woman from Real Housewives of New Jersey?
Oh, Teresa.
Yeah, Teresa.
Bill Cosby. There's plenty of celebrities who spent time in jail.
Anyway. I'm thinking maybe they picked Martha because at the end of the day, Martha, when she left prison, started a new fashion trend with her poncho.
Yeah.
And made a cookbook out of stuff that she made in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now she's got a show with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah,
yes,
and that probably comes about from having some street cred,
right?
What's amazing about Martha is she, you know, she was the homemaker, like, you know, she could do no wrong with the house, and she went to prison and she came out with that reputation, and in addition to that, she is now just a badass that is seen as like, wow, this like homemaker went in prison and came out, and she's even tougher and better for it. Yes,
right.
Yeah. So maybe she is a good role model.
Came with rappers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys.
Yes.
You know what's getting on my nerves?
Tell
people.
Us.
No.
And it has to do with.
Wait, where's the music?
Is this related to Lori Loughlin news?
What's going on?
Yes.
Oh, wait. Wait. Oh, ooh.
It is news.
Ooh.
Special alert.
And now,
what's
what's getting on Les Kirkendall Barrett's nerves in regards to Lori Loughlin, here is Les Kirkendall Barrett.
But he's already started. You gotta wait till the music's done.
So fired up. Else.
The thing that's getting on my nerves are all the celebrities who are now like, oh, well, my kid got into college and I didn't have to pay for them.
Dr. Dre.
Like it's a big deal. It's like that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to get into college.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Yeah.
And the one that got on my nerves the most actually tried to get one over on the public and or allegedly tried to get one over on the public, but got busted. Black China reported last week that she had been accepted to Harvard.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
But then Harvard...
You said that to me, and I didn't know who Black China was.
Kirk didn't know who Black China was.
Other than her being, like, Rob Kardashian's girlfriend, I'd heard the name from, like, TMZ, but I have no idea what her relevance to culture is.
Yeah. I'm okay. Not the only one.
So, in a nutshell,
Leslie is more disgusted that I don't know who Black China is than
I was shocked.
You know, this, everything else.
Okay, so quickly, for those of you who don't know, Black China is a former stripper, and she got famous because she was dating Tyga, the rapper Tyga. So she and Tyga broke up because Tyga dumped her for Kendall Jenner. And Black China then started dating Kendall's brother, Rob.
I did not realize I didn't know the Black China Tyga connection. And yeah. I didn't know that it was the fact that he went with one of the Kardashians that she's like, oh. I'm going to go after a Kardashian too. I didn't realize that started that chain reaction.
Well, and these are real people.
This
isn't like a TV show where this happened.
Kim Kardashian's sister.
Here's the fun thing about reality television, Kurt. None of it is real. It's all made up. It's an actual family. Yes, the Kardashians.
Right.
Okay, so all this happens on the Kardashians show. When you watch the Kardashians show.
A lot of this you don't actually see on the show, I don't think, do you?
No, I don't watch the Kardashians.
I don't watch it, but I'm nearly certain that Rob isn't a part of the show anymore.
But so then Black China dated Rob, had a baby with Rob, but then they broke up and had like this messy breakup. Black China, who, by the way, her mother is named Tokyo Tony. Black China said that she was accepted to Harvard, and Harvard quickly went to the press and said, oh, hell no, no, she is not. She's making this up.
Well, I read this, and she said she was taking like an online Harvard class or something like that.
Like, well,
she wasn't going to go to the actual campus. But yeah, then they said, look, she's not even accepted into that.
Right. Harvard quickly put the kibosh on that.
Imagine being, you're the head of PR at Harvard, and like the whole college admissions scandal is not necessarily blowing over, but it's less in the consciousness now, and you're like, ah, things are finally calming down. And then you have to issue a statement about Black China. Like, that's your job.
Yeah. Like, they knew who she was also, I'm sure. They probably look her up. Like, well, who? No. She's not here.
But the thing is that cracked me up, though, is when Kurt was like, who's Black China? I was kind of like, okay, how do I explain Black China to someone?
Well, you just did.
I appreciated Black China's trajectory. Like, she started as a stripper, and then she, elevated herself.
Yep.
Although that's a good place to be.
I mean, Cardi B did the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cardi B was on the pole.
Okay. Oh.
So Black China's real name is Angela Renee White.
I see the irony in her calling herself Black China. I see it. I see the irony.
Excellent.
And apparently, she and her mother have a thing for Asia because her mom is Tokyo Tony.
Yeah.
And so Black China has a makeup line, and Tokyo Tony is a talent manager.
Good for them.
Yeah. Well,
how about that?
You know what has happened here, though?
The more you know.
Here we came together to talk about Hallmark Channel and what's going on with the stars in the channel, and now we've spent like 20 minutes talking about Black China.
What is wrong with us? We don't want the audience to be like my unfortunate situation where I didn't know who Black China was.
I feel like if I am the audience of this show right now in this very moment, I'm thinking, now I know too much about Black China.
Right.
Right.
So I apologize to you, dear listener.
Yes, I do apologize too. I never thought that I'd ever be talking about Black China on anything. Yeah.
And look, if you're a Black China fan, you do you, but eh.
Right.
Well,
if you're Black China, all due respect.
Right.
Again, we're going to add her to the list along with Michael Madsen. And who is the other person that we are secretly imagining listens to our podcast?
Lacey Chabert, we want. And Lacey Chabert, we want.
Oh,
her
who is the, it was the some 70s star that you referenced a couple of times.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Black China, if you want to come talk to us, we'd be happy to have you.
Yes.
Come and talk to us.
We will do any movie of your choice.
I think we wanted the guy that goes, yes. We want to interview him.
Yes. No, I'm not even talking about interview. I'm talking about like just imagining that they're listening. Like, I just love the mental picture that gets painted when you picture Michael Madsen listening to our podcast and being invested in it.
Yeah.
And Black China, like she's on the treadmill at the gym. She's like, she's not listening to music. She's listening to a lifetime of Hallmark.
Right.
I think they are.
And
she's like, yeah, they know who I am now, bitches.
You like, never know.
Like, I'm on the map.
Yeah.
Right? Right?
She hates me, though. She's like, he doesn't know who I am? He doesn't know who I am? So she gets all fired up. And now she's, like, really running hard on that treadmill.
Mm-hmm. But then there's, like, a sense of relief at the end because she's like, oh, now he knows.
Right?
Yeah, I know now.
Because I schooled you.
All right. Okay, we got to wrap up this up.
This is
supposed to be a mini episode.
Yeah.
Anyway, is there anything else? Anything else we need to know before we sign off?
Well, we should probably. I was going to say we should probably tease the movie.
Oh yes. So for those of you who want to get in on the movie, it's not too late. The movie that we're going to be talking about next week is The 12 Men of Christmas, starring Kristen Chenoweth and a bunch of men. And it's a Lifetime movie, by the way.
Yes.
I watched it.
And you can see it on YouTube. And, oh, and then I have a couple of things to plug. If you're in Minneapolis or the Minnesota area, you can come and check out my show, my monthly show that I host there called Workplace Drama at the Strike Theater. And at the end of May, May 31st through June 14th, I will be performing my show, Walking While Black in Moscow, at the Cincinnati Fringe Festival.
Wow.
Ooh.
That's awesome.
So get tickets.
And where Tell can they friends. Get tickets? Are you going to post a link on our Facebook page?
Yes. Yes, I will. For both, Ooh. Actually. For both shows.
Ooh. I have to go to that Facebook page.
And and then if you wanna find us on Facebook, you can find us at A Lifetime of Hallmark. Or if you wanna find us on Instagram, A Lifetime of Hallmark Podcast.
No, it's Lifetime of Hallmark Podcast. No,
That's right. Lifetime of Hallmark Podcast. And I am noticing that people are following us.
Good.
Ooh.
And of course, if you want to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me on Instagram at Kurkendall. That's KURKENDAAL. Or on Facebook at Les Kurkendall Barrett. Jason?
My social media is all for Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I am at Big Shot Jason.
Kurt?
I will just promote my TV pilot, Campus Martius. You can watch it at Campus Martius. That's spelled MARTIUS. CampusMartiusTV.com. That's all I've got.
Okay.
And that is it. Well, gentlemen, we did it. A mini episode. And we actually did it in... We did it in 20 minutes, right?
No.
Ooh.
This is supposed to be a 15-minute episode.
Yeah, we gave a little more than that.
But we had a lot to talk about.
We did.
Anyway, so you guys, watch the movie. And I will watch the movie as well. You know, I can never get enough Kristen Chenoweth. And I will be talking to you both next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.